Tapos si customer name and the room number, total due and the balance po ni customer po. Double click lang po natin. And then enter. Then dito po natin makikita yung total balance ni customer na si Miss Rebecca po. Then save billing lang po natin. Then billing header will appear po, the customer name, the total due, and the total balance, sir. Print receipt lang po, then save po natin, sir. And we have here the customer receipt na po ni Miss Rebecca po, sir. The total due na rin po and the balance ay makikita na po natin. And also the total bill po ni Miss Rebecca. Close na po natin, sir. And then, punta po tayo. Pagkatapos po nating mag-bill kay Ms. Rebecca, punta po tayo sa receivables, payment transactions. Makikita po natin dito ang balance ni Ms. Rebecca po. Enter lang po natin uli, sir. And then, save lang po natin. The trans date po, dito po natin makikita and the customer name and also the total amount and the total balance po ni Ms. Rebecca. Ang payment type po ni Ma'am Rebecca ay cash po, then print receipt lang po natin, then save lang po natin, sir. Dito po natin makikita ang payment receipt po ni Ms. Rebecca, the total total due and the balance po ni Ma'am Rebecca po. Close lang po natin. Punta po tayo sa cash ring, sir, cash drawer po. Then, dito po natin makikita yung cash in po ni Ma'am Rebecca. And then, view ledger din po natin, we can see the checkout payment from Rebecca Armstrong din po, sir, dito sa ating system. Close lang po natin. We can print receipt din po, sir. Then, we can close the sales po. Sir, ito na po yung cash reading receipt po natin. The machine name and also the cashier name din po ng ating cashier and also the cash in po ng ating customer dito po natin makikita sa ating receipt po, sir. And then, close the, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Yes, sir. Yes po, kanina po. Okay, sir. I will note that, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And also, sir, we have inventory stocks po, sir. You can view po. Dito po na